Hello, and welcome to the 17th episode of the Language Mandarins podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about some things about the life in Mexico City, and one thing in particular is the pollution. Today, the authorities have restricted a lot of the traffic in Mexico City due to what they call the contingencia ambiental. And what that is just, it's a really bad level of the air quality. And so in some cases they tell schools to restrict the kids from going outside and to make sure that they stay indoors. I was a bit surprised when I went to the metro today. There were two police officers at the entrance telling me I didn't have to put my ticket in the machine because it was free. And I asked them, like, well, why is it free today? And they said, oh, because of the contingencia ambiental. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. So the traffic must, I mean, the pollution must be really bad. And last week on Thursday, schools were canceled because of the hurricane and the conditions that were in the area. And actually, you can hear me coughing now. And the weather, I think it was clearing up a lot of the pollution over the weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, except on Sunday, this contingencia ambiental started to really affect the region. And I've had a sore throat when I wake up in the morning. I've tried to like use honey with tea or try to use kind of cough syrup, but it's just the air quality is really bad. So the government has tried to reduce which cars can have access to driving because they already have a system in place to kind of smog check certain cars. But I don't think I really saw much difference today when I drove home in the afternoon to see that the traffic seemed normal. I'm also looking at this webpage called Air Pollution in the World, Real-Time Air Quality Index Visual Map. And you can go to this website. It's aqicn.org. And they have a map. And if I look at North America, most of the numbers are green and yellow. And if I scroll over to China, it's very surprising to see these numbers are like all red and blue and even black. So those are numbers that mean that the air quality is very poor. So in comparison, the air pollution that I'm dealing with right now in Mexico City is not as bad as it could be in China, for example. But it's not the best air quality. And that's unfortunate because a long time ago, Mexico City was known for having a very good air quality. But because we are in a valley, basically surrounded by mountains, right now there is a high pressure system going on. And a lot of this air pollution and also the intense solar activity. So this just is not a good combination. And so it's, unfortunately, it's not just me. I'm breathing all this in. There's also my young children who are ages 3 and 1, and it's not the best situation for them. So they're staying indoors and either at school or in the daycare, but it's not a good situation for the health in general. So So that's just a little bit of my comments for about what's going on for me. So actually, I've had several classes this evening to teach English, but I've been coughing. I've been a bit uncomfortable with speaking too much. My throat is now very sore. I seem to have almost as if like I was starting to get a cold. So it's not a good situation. And other people have told me that they have headaches and migraines and that they're not breathing very well. I know somebody else who just could not speak very well. So it's a real serious situation that how this pollution affects people's health. But hopefully this will improve in the next couple of days. But other than that, if you would like to schedule an English class with me or hear more about my language meanderings, you can visit my website, hogginsinternational.com. That's H-U-G-G-I-N-S international.com. Or you can send me an email at hogginsinternational@gmail.com. So thank you for listening. And I'm looking forward to the next podcast. I'm looking forward to a little bit better health. So take care.